risen today. Alleluia, our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross, Alleluia, suffer to redeem our came up with a few passages in the Bible that where it talks about this. It says it turned out that he predicted his betrayal, his death, his resurrection over and over again. Mm-hmm. And he started early. in his ministry. 3 years before he was raised from the dead, the following exchange between Jesus and the Jewish religious leaders occurred. Now, if y'all can turn with me to John 2, 18 through 22. Look at the, and this occurred like 3 years before his death. It's kind of interesting. We'll point this out as we go along. So John 2, 18 through 22. Anybody got this? Wanna go ahead and read it for us?
The Jews therefore answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews therefore said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
Okay. Now, the thing that we have to remember, when Jesus was speaking to the people, he spoke to them in parables, okay? Mm-hmm. And the people, a lot of people just didn't understand them, okay? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm speaking to you in parables so you won't understand them, okay? And his disciples, okay, they weren't great scholars either. I mean, they didn't understand them either. He had to take them away privately and say, okay, this is what it means, you know? They come to him, what does that mean, you know? What does that mean, you know? And so, but the ones that understood what Jesus was talking about almost every time were the Jewish leaders. Mm-hmm. And they recognized that he was speaking against them. And they got angry about it. They got mad, you know. So they were always coming at it. But they understood. They were well-versed in the scriptures and in understanding things. So when he spoke, they pretty much knew what he was talking about. Now the disciples, they didn't always catch on, okay? But the religious leaders, they caught on to it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, his disciples remembered that he said this. They didn't really catch on to what he was going on, but they remembered. Mm-hmm. And so they wrote this thing down. So, now, he talks about the sign. They were looking for a sign. You know, Paul says, you know, the Greeks seek wisdom. The Jews look for a sign. Mm-hmm. The Jews seek a sign. All right? So, and actually Muffin and I are learning this in the dealing with internationals that come over here. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to deal with this right now, is that we Europeans, we like to use wisdom. You know, we like to convince people by logical arguments and stuff like this about the gospel. We talk to them. Baptists are talking to death about it. about evangelism. You know, they're just talking to death. You know, ask you questions, all kinds of stuff. But a lot of the Asian, the Oriental type internationals, they're looking for something special. And a lot of them have come to Christ through dreams.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Middle Easterners, the Asians, or East, they'll be told the word, and they won't be convinced. They'll go back home, and go to sleep, and get a dream. Jesus will speak to them in a dream, and they come back. Okay, I've become a Christian now. You know, because something has happened outside of the normal events, you know. Yeah. So, anyway, the Jews were Oriental, by the way. Mm-hmm. They were not Greek. Okay, they were Oriental. They looked for a sign. Let's turn to another passage, Matthew 12, 38 through 40. This is another time. Who wants to read that one? 12:38 through 40. Anybody?
Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign shall be given to you but the sign of Jonah and the prophet. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the sea monster, or the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth.
Man. Okay, the resurrection was to be the sign. Not a sign, but the sign. Mm-hmm. It demonstrated Jesus as the one who he claimed to be, which was the Messiah, mm-hmm. the Christ. So he says, you want a sign, I give you the sign. That's the only sign you're going to get.
Because see, you have to understand their mindset now, back then, okay? It's totally different than it is now. They were expecting the resurrection, okay? Because see, it had been preached in every culture from the days of Noah all the way up to then, because that's the reason why they embalmed all of the Egyptians, mummified them because of the resurrection. That's the reason why the Babylonians did. It's the reason why they whitewashed the bones of the Hebrews is for the resurrection. They were expecting it to happen. They just hadn't seen it.
So this resurrection, Jesus was the first one they saw.
Yeah, he set the precedence. Yeah.
And so he's the firstborn among many, right? Mm-hmm. Bible says he's the firstborn among many. You're absolutely right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Now he's telling. So far, we've got him telling the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders and everything. Okay, and they're getting it. Mm-hmm. They understand it. They maybe don't believe it, but they understand it. Okay. And here's the disciples. Okay. The next one is all about the disciples in Mark 16, 21 through 23, and I'll just read this one. It says, from that time forth, this I'm reading from Mark, Matthew 16, 21. So it says, from that time forth. Now, that time forth, you got to say, well, what is that time? Okay, that time is just a little over 6 months before the cross. Okay, if you set this in a time period, you know, it's about this, about that time. So according to the people that study this kind of stuff. So from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Okay, there you go. Bam, bam, bam. Okay. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, O Lord, this shall not be unto you. Uh-huh. But he turned and said unto Peter, get behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You are an offense unto me, for you savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that. He just said that you're the Christ of the living, you know, the Son of the living God, right? Mm-hmm. And now this comes up, all right? So, as soon as Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then Jesus began to tell them about this. Mm-hmm. Now, this is about 6 months before the cross. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about something like 3 years before up here with the Jews, the mm-hmm. Jewish leaders. Mm-hmm. And if you'll notice, he spoke to them in what?
Parables.
Parables, right? He says, destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days, right? Look at Jonah. Going to see the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you have to understand his reference there. Mm-hmm. But here, he starts to tell his disciples plainly, mm-hmm. this is what's going to happen to me. All right? Mm-hmm. 2.5 years he's preached it. The disciples didn't catch the references, okay? Mm-hmm. Jesus knows they don't catch the references. So he says, now I'm going to tell you plainly. All right? I'm going to tell you, this is what's going to happen. Da 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 da. Okay? Laid it out plainly. But what happened to the disciples? They understood what he was saying, right? But they rejected it. Mm-hmm. They rejected this teaching, mm-hmm. right? Peter says, no, no, no. Can't be. Can't be. Mm-hmm. You see?
Yep.
So they rejected the whole teaching mm-hmm. of the death, burial, resurrection
yeah.
that Jesus told them beforehand. Mm-hmm. Figure that one out. Okay. All right. So John 10, 17 and 18. Now this is kind of an interesting one. Jesus makes an amazing claim that he had the authority to accomplish the resurrection himself.
Yep, take it up again.
Oh, there's a good one. There's a good one. That kind of flies in the face of all these people who say, when you die, you cease to exist. Because if you cease to exist, you don't have the power to come back alive, do you?
No.
So this kind of flies in the face of that, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. So he says here, therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it again.
That's right.
Wow.
I have authority to take it again. I am going to resurrect myself. I am going to resurrect myself. Well, there's a new one. There's a new one. That's something Lazarus didn't do. Yeah. Right?
He knew his authority in his place. He knew the devil didn't have authority on him, over him. He said, they'll kill me, but they ain't got the authority on my life.
Right.
I'm laying this down, and I'll pick it up again.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So, and I won't get into all the where did he go when he died and how did he get back out. I'm not gonna get into that. That's beyond my understanding right now. But I'm sorry, my little pea-sized brain can't wrap myself around all that stuff. But anyway, well, let's go on. I'm gonna point out one other passage here, and. This is kind of interesting because remember the religious leaders got it, okay? They understood what Jesus was saying, all right? So it says here, this is in Matthew 27, 62 to 64, if you want to turn there. Matthew 27, 62 to 64. We'll get a copy of your book, don't we? You bet. You know what? I should have done this. Here you go. Oh, shit.
Already got them ready.
There you go. I was going to hand them out at the end. I should just go ahead and hand them out now. All right. There you go.
27. It's at the
bottom. Yeah, it's 62. Yeah, Matthew 27, 62 to 64. You know, you get to the crucifixion of Jesus. And in that area, you find that the Gospels have some long chapters. Yeah, I got 60 verses, I got 70 verses, you know, I got all big long chapters there. So it says, on the next day which followed, the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember, while he was still alive, how that deceiver said, After 3 days I will rise. That's pretty plain. That says, we remember he said that. He said that. It's common knowledge. This wasn't hidden from people. He went around saying that, after 3 days, I'm going to come back alive. They all knew that. You know, hey, we remember that. You know. Well, therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. You know? Whoa. We got to stop that. Okay? We're going to put a guard around the tomb. We're going to make sure that his disciples don't come and steal the body. We're going to do it until the third day so that he can't say he rose up again on the third day. You know? All right? We're going to prove him wrong. We're going to prove him a liar. And they run into a problem because he is the truth. How do you prove the truth?
Hallelujah.
Right? That's he is good. The truth.
Yes, he is.
And whatever he says is true.
Thank you, Lord.
So it's going to happen. Yep. It don't matter how many guards you put around the tomb, right?
Ooh,
right.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to come back to life.
Thank you, Lord.
Right? Yeah. He is going to come back to life.
Freak the guards out, too.
Yeah. Yeah, boom. Yeah.
So here's how powerful his resurrection was, though. If you go over here, you know, in verse else here. 52 in the same chapter, it says, and the tombs were opened, and many of the bodies of saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they
many
entered
of
the Holy
saints.
City.
Which
yeah,
one is
the
that?
Saints.
Not all of them,
exactly.
But the
yeah,
saints.
Many, yeah, that had been, you know, dead for a long time, you know, died in paradise, came back with it.
And appeared to many.
Came into the city now.
Yeah.
That's how powerful this resurrection was. You know, I mean, it's all based on this resurrection.
So true,
it's all based, everything is based on this resurrection.
Whoa.
It says that he brought with him a host of captives.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Right?
Well,
he brought a host of
not
captives.
Not only did he
well,
get up.
Yeah.
Did they say, well, Jesus did it, so I guess we can't because we're supposed to do what he did, so they resurrected themselves?
Jesus resurrected them.
He brought them back. He brought captivity.
When
he
got
back.
Up.
Hell expanded when that happened, too.
Ephesians says when he got up, he led captivity. He did.
Yeah,
they didn't do it on it because they didn't
Come
have
on.
The power. They
exactly.
were dead.
Come on.
If they had the power, they would have done it a long
Come
time
on.
Ago.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But when he got up, all of them got up too.
Boy, ain't that
Nick,
because
that
they went down
just
and
imagine
saints.
That.
Is that in
they
John?
Didn't see
no, Matthew,
what we saw, but they embraced
Matthew 27,
it as true.
52.
Wait, this
53.
Is getting good now. Wait a minute now.
We're about to get
it's
there.
All about the resurrection.
This is getting good.
Every single bit of it, man. I mean, this is one powerful thing right here. And it's that same spirit that did this right here that's quickened our mortal body. That same spirit. See, that's what's so awesome about it, man. You put it all together, man, it just, you know, if you really thought about it, it probably blow your brain out. You'd probably, you know, freak out. Because it's just, I believe it's too much for us really to comprehend all of it. But he also took authority away from every single pagan god that God has actually set up as the divine council. He took all their authority away. That's the reason why everywhere the Christians went, they were persecuted so heavily, because those gods did not want to give up their power.
Right. So what we got here is a central teaching in the gospel.
Yeah.
Okay. The resurrection is central to the good news. It's just not an add-on at the end, a tag-on. Okay.
Yeah.
It's really central.
Yeah, it
okay?
is.
So when Paul says, you know, I came among you to the Corinthians. When I came among you, I determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ, right? The cross, right? Died, right? But he also spoke of his resurrection. He says, if we have hope only in this life, we are most miserable.
Yeah,
come on,
men.
Come on.
Because what we suffer in this life, we know will be rewarded for in the next life.
Yeah.
So the resurrection is what sets us apart from all other religions. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, let me ask you something. Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Who's what?
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
Yeah, see, this is the old children's joke, you know. Is it, you know, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Grant. Yeah. Grant's buried in Grant's tomb, right? Who's buried in this person's tomb? Who's buried? You know, you go out of the graveyard and you see the name of the person who's buried in that tomb, right?
Yeah.
But we don't have a grave for Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, we go to an empty tomb, but you know what? He's not there.
Mm-hmm. Gone.
He's not there. All right? In fact, he was put in a borrowed tomb. It was probably used for other folks after him. Because mm-hmm. it was a brand new tomb, but it hadn't been used yet, all right? Mm-hmm. And it was probably used for other folks after he was resurrected. So, anyway, we're getting kind of close here. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you a song. We had some high church, which is good. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do some low church. It's going to be good, too. Okay? This is a group. It's an a cappella group. It may sound like they got instruments. The only instruments they got is right their mouth.
Hello.
Okay?
Harmony.
So, we'll listen to that. It's an Easter song. And we can just go ahead and get our food while the song plays. So if I could get someone to pray for us.
Nick.
You want to pray for us, Nick?
Yeah.
Bless the food.
Praise the Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just praise your righteous name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for that resurrection and that resurrection power, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you did for us. And we thank you, Father, Lord, that, Father, you have showed us the way, Father.
And Lord, I just pray, Lord, for an awakening to happen, Lord, all around us, God, that where everybody will see this, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Bless this food, Lord, for our body, and give us strength to continue to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,